Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other change makers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Meow Podcast.
Hey, all you cats, it's Kristen. I'm here with Kaya Murte. Hi, Kaya.
Hi, Kristen. I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
I am so happy that you are here. I'm fantastic today. And I just want to jump right in. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about your business and what you're so excited about these days?
My name is Kaya Murte, and I have worked as a clinical hypnotherapist, a spiritual life coach, and an energy medicine practitioner professionally for 18 years. Before that, I did not charge people for that when I was in the tech industry.
That's a whole other conversation, girl.
Right, exactly. So the name of my business is, I have two businesses. One is the Ventura Healing Center, and one is the Murte Wellness Center. And what I'm most excited about my business is I hold space for my clients to access their own unconscious mind, where they feel stuck, lost, overwhelmed because of past programming conditions, their own deep insecurities, self-judgments, so they can transform their life they were meant to live. And that's what I help my clients with. And that's what I'm most excited about every morning when I wake up.
You know, it's so interesting because I was just on a webinar before we were doing this podcast, and I would say 60% of the people on this webinar were talking in the chat about how stuck they feel. Can we talk about being stuck in like an energetic context?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. So stuck energy is an earth energy, and that is the shadow side where we feel stuck. But the light side is the stable side. So you can have earth energy and be stable, right? With your income, with your relationships, in your health, with peace of mind, or feel stuck in the same old, same old, same old, same old, going nowhere, you know? So there's light and shadow to both of them. And the shadow side of earth energy is the stuck state. I'm so glad you asked that question. That means you know what I'm talking about.
Well, you know, it is. It's funny because I was listening and one individual is like, I've done everything. And I feel like sometimes, Kaya, and please, you know, reconfirm this for me. It's not in the doing. It's our energy. It's our intention. It's our mindset. It's our capacity to almost kind of harness and bring in new energy for empowerment and transformation and change. And if you kind of, you know, or just thinking the power of will is going to do it for you. I mean, that's will, force of will is actually, you know, pretty meek.
Yes, because our willpower is only 12% of who we are, which is our conscious mind. So how do you overcome that? So I'm going to be bold enough because we are the wild cats. And I'm going to tell you, when you align your personal will with the divine will, your will be done, because the divine will is always done. All you need to do is just get into alignment and you can have anything you want.
So, okay. So that sounds easy, right? So why is it so hard?
Because we have an ego. We have an ego and we are visualizing. I need this. I must have this. I want to have this. You know, it's our ego. We are an ego-driven society where we believe that I can do it. Yes, I can do it. Si se puede. You know, I know. Okay, you can cut that out from the recording. But it's almost like we will ourselves into doing something. So if I might share a story, we have all watched the movie The Titanic. Don't worry, I won't tell you the ending. But the Titanic, it sank on its maiden voyage for two reasons. If you talk about the matter, the earth where we live, the three-dimensional field, it was the part of the iceberg that was floating beneath that struck the hull of the ship. So it is the 88% of who you are, because the iceberg is a complete representation of our mind. The tip of the iceberg, the 12%, is our conscious mind. But what's really running our script is our belief system, which is our BS, in our subconscious. And that is what got the ship to sink. That was the physical reason. The spiritual reason was man had made an unsinkable ship. Can you imagine the ego behind that? Because I have been to that place in Belfast where Titanic had two other sister ships, and and they were bigger than Titanic, and they did not sink. But Titanic sunk because man had made an unsinkable ship. So someone somewhere was saying, well, we'll see about that now. So we were challenging the universe.
I was just going to say, does this mean we shouldn't challenge the universe? I mean, you literally intuitively took the words right out of my mouth. And I guess we do sometimes want to challenge the universe. Like, we can say that's personal growth. What's some more effective way to assert ourselves?
Sit every morning with yourself, because your peace, you have the power over your peace. No one can take it away from you. And I had this aha a few years ago wherever I go, people say a few things about me. I'm very kind, I'm very generous, I'm very intelligent, I'm very peaceful. But whenever I show up with my family, I'm like, it's almost like hell breaks loose. And I'm like, how come I'm so peaceful and there's all this disharmony around me? And I went for a 10-day silent retreat. And that's when I realized that true peace means even harmony around you, because you are the anchor of your world. So you have to sit with yourself. And it is not an optional thing. It's not a nice to have thing. If you truly want your will to be done, you have to sit with yourself and introspect. Ask yourself, what is it that I need to bring today to the world? How can I be a vessel for the universe, for my creator? And I'm a writer. I have published 11 books. So I write every morning and I let everything flow through me. I let everything flow through me. And I don't go to bed with the gunk from today. Everything that worked well, I give my gratitude. Everything that did not work well, there's a lesson in it for me. Because until I get that lesson, the challenge will keep repeating itself. I better get the lesson from it, express gratitude for it, all the master teachers who surround me, and go to bed. So I can go to bed free from today. So when I wake up tomorrow morning, should I wake up, it'll be a brand new day with a beginner's mind, day one.
You are listening to the Big Me Out podcast, empowering women entrepreneurs to share their voices, make an impact, and transform the world in a positive way. Sponsored by Orange Cat Content Marketing Agency.
You know, I love that, because that feels like really resonate with me, and that we can have a pure system, like a process in place that will guide us to whatever it is next for us. Like, I like the simplicity of, okay, what do I need to show up with today for myself, for my purpose? I do believe, Kaya, that we have a divine expression, each of us, that's unique to us. Like, we all have our own unique expression, but I feel like sometimes we get confused about what that is. You know, we don't know what our purpose is. How can we search for clues, or at least reveal clues that can let us know that we're on the right track?
I'm trying to come up with a response that I can give you in a very succinct way. The way I found my purpose was I let go of everything. I had three very young kids at that time, 4, 7, and 11. And I literally traveled to the Himalayas. And I went to this mountain, Tungnath. You can look it up. It is the highest temple dedicated to Lord Shiva. And I didn't go inside the temple to pray, because I have never been a religious person. But I sat outside in the courtyard, and there was this rock which was like almost projecting over the mountains. And I sat over there and I meditated. And when I opened my eyes, I saw the clouds beneath me part, and the village just showed up. I said, this is what I'm going to do, because I was asking the wrong questions. Like, my questions were, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with my family? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? So I was finding everything that was wrong. But at that time, I asked, what am I good at? And this is what came up for me. I'm good at being happy. I'm good at being healthy. I'm good at living in love and loving people. Like I told you, kind, generous, intelligent, all that good stuff. And I am great at letting go. Because the past has already left you. Why are you holding on to the past? The past is gone. Why are we holding on to that? So I said, oh, whatever I am good at, that is what I'll help the world with. And I used to be an engineer, and I came back owning my own prowess as a cat, as a healer, as a shaman, as an alchemist. But you know, you can't go around telling, oh, I'm an alchemist, I'm a shaman. Oh, what is that supposed to mean? What is that supposed to do for me, right? And I did not know. And I challenged spirit to make sure that I never fell off the path, that it was spirit's responsibility to ensure that I stayed on the path if I was to be the spirit's instrument. And I found an advertisement that said you can be a hypnotist for free. It was in Los Angeles, and I used to live in Dallas in those days. I came down to Los Angeles, Southern California, and I studied to be a hypnotherapist. And I realized that this is just a foot in the door, because the moment you hear hypnosis, you think of stage hypnosis, you think of smoking cessation or weight loss. And I'm like, no, these are all symptomatic relief. This is not what I want to help people with. I want to help people with their core. Because you have a signature. Your fingerprint is as unique as your soul signature, and you are here to live that life. And I can be that person to help you live that life. All I do is hold the space so you can deconstruct yourself, you can unravel in a very safe place, and you can become. So whatever is that mountain top for you, go. Go sit. And even if it is a neighborhood park, go sit there. Because when I used to meditate with my dogs, when I had dogs at home, they would meditate with me for 4 hours because the kids are still in bed. And when I would try to get up, they'd be like, we need to get up now. Sit with yourself.
Mine are laying if in here right now.
Yeah, if you can't sit with yourself and tolerate your own company, why should anyone else? Do it.
You know, one of the things, Kaya, that you said that I loved is that you were asking all the wrong questions. And I do feel, you know, just as a journalist myself, you know, for me, it's all about what is that question that opens the door to maybe a perspective that we haven't considered before. So I'm always like, I love this idea of questions. And, you know, and I also love something else that you said, and I wrote about this in my book, Voice, and I want to hear about your books in a second, about fingerprint expertise. You know, like our faces and our fingerprints are the two fully unique things that we have. Yeah. And that is proof, I feel like, from the divine, that we have a unique individualized mission for this lifetime that is only for us. Like it's like built into us. It's kind of our lifetime DNA, if you will. I feel like you and I could talk for a really long time, but tell me a little bit about like your books. What are you, 11 books? Is there one or two that are current that you want us to go check out?
My latest book, which is 2 years old already, is
We're not calling you out.
The book on happiness for working moms. I used to be a working mom. I'm still a working mom. My kids are all adults, but I still consider myself a working mom. I guess once a working mom, forever a working mom, right? And I am going to be 58 next year, but I'm not thinking of retiring. I know what I do is beneficial for the planet, and I will do it until my last day. So that is a great book that I have. And if you want to know me, you need to know my mother. So my I wrote my mother's story, and this is what it's all channeled information, because she never told any of her story. She was very secretive. And my sister said, how do you know all these things? I said, connect the dots. And she's like, oh yeah. And that book is I Am Alive, Lessons from a Bengali Tigress, because my mother is Bengali, yes. And most of my books are teaching memoirs. Like I have 21 Days Stronger or 11 Steps to Goal Getting. Yeah. On Being Alive, Adapting, Awakening. These are all my books. But my greatest book is for the working moms, because that is what I have been. And we are so misrepresented and underrepresented. So the book on happiness, How to Be Happy.
I love it. So what's next for you?
I have a program, the Braveheart Coaching Program, and I do not discriminate. I will work with anyone who wants to live that life, who wants to go through the transformational journey, who want to tap into their brave heart and really live that life, and claim that life, whether it is in the area of their health, career, relationships, or peace of mind. Wherever you feel challenged, you can come in, because I work with a person at a very wholesome level. So you will go through transformation at the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual level. And that is my gift to the world, one soul at a time.
And where can people find you?
CoachKea.com. Obviously. Go to my website. Yes. And I do have a free monthly masterclass that I provide. And it's CoachKea.com/confidence. And if you are curious about meditation, coachkea.com/meditate. I'm on TikTok, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. You can find me, Coach Kea. She's everywhere.
I love it. Kea, thank you so much for being a guest on the Big Meow.
Thank you for having me. Lots of love. Bye.
Are you looking for authentic connections, business mentorship, and a supportive community? Join Cats Network. Thank you for listening to the Big Meow podcast. Please subscribe, give us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your community.